Sir Rupert, who officiously sanded the signature before turning the document on his desk toward Anne.
Your turn, Miss Burnett.
He dipped the pen in ink and offered it to her with a slight flourish. Anne stared at the writing instrument as if she'd never seen one before. A bead of ink formed on the nub's tip. If she didn't take it quickly, the ink would fall onto the desk and make a splatter. But she couldn't breathe, let alone move.
It is your turn to sign, Miss Burnett, Sir Rupert prompted again.
Yes, Anne, Aunt Maeve said, sitting in the hard-back chair beside her niece's. She gave Anne's elbow a little wake-up pinch. This is no time for missish airs. It's as good as you could ever hope for. Better, in fact. Anne could only agree, but the minuscule writing of terms and agreements her aunt and uncle had spent hours negotiating leered up at her. No one had asked her opinion, not once. After all, this marriage was considered the best an orphan with a disgraced past could achieve. Of course, in fairness, she'd had her chances. Uncle Robert and Aunt Maeve had sponsored her for 2 seasons. However, the consensus was her looks, while pleasant, straight brown hair, serious grey eyes, and a mouth too generous for beauty, were not spectacular enough to overcome her lack of fortune or social connections.